Well, parts of Alabama are cleaning up after some severe weather left at least one dead last night. When severe weather strikes, many turn to their local meteorologist for guidance, and the meteorologist uses maps to explain what to expect and where. But one Birmingham meteorologist has noticed a problem with that.
You know, we just can't show you much severe weather at night, so we wind up using maps. And we have learned that a large percentage of people in our state and many states cannot find their house on a map.
That's James Spann. He's the chief meteorologist at WBMA in Birmingham, who went on Twitter for a fireside chat to talk more about maps. He joins us now on Skype. James, welcome, and tell us how you found out about this problem.
We started to figure this out a few years ago. We would post a map across social media, all the platforms, and it would be a really easy to understand map. In my opinion, a third grader or a second grader should be able to easily pick out where they are and understand what we're trying to communicate. But right away, especially in the comments section on Facebook, you would see maybe 20, 30 messages that start with "what about?" And then it would be followed by a town. What about Clanton? What about Rockford? What about Hamilton? What about Winfield? And I'm thinking, what is this? I mean, if you look at this map I just posted, you don't even need to ask these questions.
Right.
And so I thought, well, maybe there's something technically wrong. Maybe they can't see the graphic on their phone or something. But what we've learned in my business is that physical science is not enough. And that's what my training is. That's what my background is. So I went to some of the social scientists that help us, and they started to do some research. And as the data started to come back, we realized that most people cannot find their house on a map. And so as an experiment, I would often go when I would speak at a Rotary Club or some type of function with adults. These are people that should know. Mm-hmm. I would give them a blank map with county lines and state lines. And I would say, put a dot within 50 miles of your house. And in most every situation, at least 60-70% could not do it.
Wow. And of course, it matters a lot when you're talking about where a tornado might hit.
Right. That's the problem, in that when the weather is dangerous and life-threatening, I mean, literally, your life is on the line. We're using maps in our severe weather messaging across all platforms, television, the live stream, social media. And I'm thinking, goodness gracious, we're going to have to change the way we're thinking here, because we have in this country a geography literacy problem, and it's bad. And I think what it is, Jeremy, a lot of this has to do with smartphones, and they're great, but they use the turn-by-turn directions. You're told where to go. You don't even need to look at a map anymore. So we've got some work to do.
Well, and I have to say, I could find my house on a map. I know that for a fact. However, I do rely on these map programs like Waze and Google Maps to figure out when I'm going from one place to another, what the fastest way to get there is. And often if I'm on that route, if I were to turn off the map, I might not have a clue where I'm going, because I'm very reliant on that map in order to get from one place to another. I mean, how much is it about the smartphones?
And again, the social scientists are working on these big studies right now. But the preliminary data that they're starting to see suggests that's the biggest problem. And understand, this really doesn't necessarily have to do with, you know, education or income or demographic range. We've got older people, younger people. It's across the board. So what we need to do, I think, is to kind of revisit what we're doing and maybe change our messaging where we don't have to use as many maps. It is encouraging to me that I'm seeing a lot of educators, especially those that teach elementary school and middle school, where they're going back and doing some basic geography. I have had countless photographs of second grade classes and third grade classes where the kids are showing, this is where I live. I'm pointing to it. So at least this conversation can spark some interest perhaps in those that are teaching our children, where they really do need some map skills coming out of school.
You know, it's interesting that the things that we now rely on computers and phones for, and you think to yourself, well, at some point, I might actually need to go back to the old way of doing things. I remember during Hurricane Sandy, I was living in New York City, and the power went out in Manhattan for 3 days, and I had to actually use an old-fashioned, like, battery-powered radio in order to find out what was going on. We had to go out onto the street and use payphones to call people because the cell phones weren't working.
Yeah, again, it's everybody, we've gotten addicted to the phones to some degree. And when we lose cell service, or like you say, when you lose power for mm-hmm. a day or 2 or 3 days, can you make it without that phone? And a lot of us need to remember that sometimes cell service goes away. But I think everybody should have basic map skills. because a lot of people do live in tornado-prone areas. Mm-hmm. And even if you're not in a tornado-prone area, you might be dealing with a different kind of threat. For example, a tsunami. First thing you're going to see when there's a major earthquake are the maps coming from NOAA indicating the tsunami waves and the approximate arrival times. And if you can't identify where you live on a map, you're just in big trouble. So in winter storms, in the wintertime for the cities in the colder states. So it really affects everybody. So somehow we just have to go back and learn some map skills. So my challenge to everybody listening to this, if I gave you a blank map of your state with no city names, no highways, a blank map with county lines, could you put a dot within 50 miles of your house? I challenge everybody to do that and see how you performed. And if you missed it, you might want to go back and learn the county that you live in. Learn the counties adjacent to your county and learn that skill, because one day, trust me, one day it will come in very handy. And quite frankly, one day it might even save your life.
Very good advice from James Spann, who is chief meteorologist at WBMA in Birmingham, Alabama. James, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Have a great day.
And let us know what you think about this and whether you can find your house on a map at hereandnow.org.